Now, Jesus never called the Great Commission the Great Commission. He didn't call it that. I mean, that's a great name for it, I think. But that's not what he called it. But in Matthew 22, Jesus identifies what is called the Great Commandment. And what is that Great Commandment? Love the Lord your God with all your heart and love your neighbor as yourself. In the parallel passage in Luke 10, it says that Jesus, having said, love your neighbor as yourself, goes on to tell a story. And the story that he tells is the story of the Good Samaritan. And when he tells the story of the Good Samaritan, it's very interesting because of the way that he phrases it. He says this man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho, and he was attacked by robbers, and they stripped him of his clothes, they beat him, they went away, leaving him half dead, and a priest happened to be going down the same road. And when he saw the man, what did he do? He passed by, looked the other way. And then, too, a Levite, when he came to the place and saw him, passed by on the other side. Now, the priest and the Levite were the Orthodox Bible-believing people of the day. They were the equivalent of what we would think of as Christian leaders. And then comes the Samaritan, and the Samaritan's reputation, theologically and in other ways, was not very good. So when Jesus makes the hero of this story a Samaritan, boy, does it rub the wrong way with the spiritual leaders. But the point that he's making is, here's this Samaritan, as he traveled, he saw him, this man, and he took pity on him, and he went to him, and he bandaged his wounds, pouring on oil and wine, and then he put the man on his own donkey, brought him to the inn, and took care of him. And the next day, he took out 2 denarii, that's a day's wage, so 2 days' wages, and gave them to the innkeeper. Look after him, he said, and when I return, I will reimburse you for any extra expense you may have had. This is follow-through. I mean, this guy is serious. Which of these three do you think was a neighbor to the man who fell into the hands of robbers? Because he'd been asked, but who's my neighbor? See, love your neighbor as yourself. Yeah, but he's looking for a way to redefine the word neighbor so that it doesn't really have to cost him anything to take care of the man. So the expert in the law says, well, you know, the one who had mercy on him. And Jesus told him, go and do likewise. Not merely go and believe likewise. Not just think likewise. Go and do likewise. And if you were the man whose life was saved and you heard someone talk about God, who would you listen to? The spiritual sounding, theologically correct priest and Levites who ignored you on the road? Or would you listen to the Samaritan no matter what he had to say? Now, I'm a believer in sound doctrine. I'm a believer in the inspired Word of God. But in order to have credibility as we convey this message, we need to be the ones that are there at the doorstep. We need to be the ones who are helping. And that's exactly what this is all about tonight, is to be there and to be there helping.